Ooh, didn't see you there.
Hello, didn't see you there.
Okay. You want to start it? Let me just switch back and forth.
Sure. Do you just like want me to create an intro?
The one that got away.
I hate you.
Okay. Hey guys, what's going on? It's your boy Joshua Johnson. I am joined by my co-host, the amazing Jared Lascano.
Thank you.
All right, so what we're doing here is
what are we doing here?
We've officially decided to start a podcast, and so we're really excited about it. We're going to be doing segments in the streets. We're going to be – that just sounds bad. But we're doing segments in the street. We're going to get people's real life, real action opinions. It's going to be super fun. We're going to have some clips. We're editing for that. And then we have, of course, our like in-studio segment. This is
– In studio.
The studio. We've rented out the back of a Costco. And you can't see, but everything behind us is toilet paper and wet wipes. So if you hear somebody grab a box and it kind of tumbles, that's because there are people actively shopping here at Costco. But we will be doing a weekly in-studio segment where we're going to be kind of digesting and dissecting what we experienced out on the street, and then also kind of going over some questions that we have people submit and send in. That you guys submitted. So submit their questions. We are just really trying to kind of figure out this, I guess, how do I say this without sounding super pretentious? Like this whole game of life and our similarities, our differences, and like just kind of seeing how we can be stronger together and how we're all human. That's really vague. And I'm sure we'll come up with a good mission statement that we'll put down somewhere. But so today, super informal, right? This is our first time in the studio since we lost one of our members. He's not dead. He's busy. He got a girlfriend, so basically he's dead.
Pray for him. There's nothing wrong with him. He's just got a girlfriend.
He's dating, and he's in the romantic stage, so we'll see him in maybe 6 to 9 months, depending on how things go. Okay, but anyways, right? We're answering questions.
We are answering questions. Now, let me ask you one question. Mm-hmm. What is the name of our podcast?
They Not Like Us. We're going to get sued. But okay, yeah, but They Not Like Us, right? That sounds super kind of on the nose, but
it has to do that we're all like us.
Yes, right? So I'm sure we're going to get a lot of comments about the name, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of comments about how They Not Like Us is divisive and yada, yada, yada. Anyways, They Not Like Us is a very on the nose kind of idea that, yes, we are really all the same. We might say people aren't like us, but we are all very, very, very similar. That's kind of the whole idea of the podcast, is just showing all that, showing victories, losses, human life, human nature, and kind of the differences where we're at here in Utah, but also just like everywhere, and the similarities between Utah and everywhere else. So,
and we're also Team Drake, so, which is just makes it more ironic. We're not Team Drake.
Bro, he's a...
Oh, my bad.
You gotta be Team Kendrick.
Oh, Team Kendrick.
I'm Team Takeoff, but he took off. Was it Offset or Takeoff?
I think Offset got Offset.
Don't come for us.
Rest in peace, Offset, you know.
Yeah, I was...
If that was him.
Migos was my last ride or die kind of rap phase of my life. Now I listen to Beethoven and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, basically. Okay, all right, let's answer some questions.
Well, it's not questions, it's stories. So our segment for today and what we talked about on the street was the one that got away. Whoa. Because everyone has had a girl or a guy or non-binary.
Sure.
Right?
sorry. We gotta cut that out. That's enough.
No.
Sorry, we gotta cut that out. I'm not prejudiced in any way.
Get him!
That caught me off guard. Okay, please say that again.
No, I'm not saying it again. Okay. Everyone has had someone that is that has gone away and you wanted them and it just didn't happen. Wrong time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Wrong place. So.
And if you think you don't, you're lying to yourself.
That is true. And it doesn't even have to be a lover. I saw one person.
Like a friend.
Yeah, commented and it was like their friend. Someone said their daughter. Mm-hmm. Right? That kind of surprised me. I didn't see that one coming.
Mm-hmm. Mine was my cat, Brownie.
Your cat, Brownie.
Took off, bro. She's dead. It's probably coyotes that got her. But
anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So, this one, should we say names or no names? Probably no names.
Let's just give anonymous names, right?
Anonymous.
To give
names.
A little bit of like a background setting.
One is from Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
I know. He watches. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
So he said, I met a girl with exactly the same personality, humor, interest, and outlook on life as myself.
That's already, look, if you ever meet a girl that has the exact same everything you want, you're setting yourself up for failure, bro. I don't know why. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why, but like, don't expect. Anyway, sorry. Please continue.
And so it said, and I became instantly head over heels. I found out she was in the early stages of seeing someone else. Mm. So I just became friends with her. Mm-hmm. All while thinking she's the most amazing girl I ever met. But such is life. So they went on a college trip abroad to Venice. And after an evening of...
Together.
Yeah. So it's a group. I'm guessing it's a group.
How long were you... I want to know, one, did you plan this? Two... How much did you pay for it? Like, how much were you willing to pay for the fact that you knew you were going to spend time with her? That was smart.
I would spend a little bit more money if it's, like, a girl I liked.
Yeah. So, but that's really smart. I mean, he paid to go to Venice with somebody. He knew the romance set. Like, he was setting everything up. That was, like, strategic mastermind work right there. Yeah.
I mean, I think. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it there.
Okay. Please continue.
I'll leave it there. And after an evening out in the town, I ended up cuddling on her and chatting. Other people were in the room, I should mention. The topic of the guy she is seeing comes up and how she feels is not working. And how, and I quote.
Oh, he was so happy. You can tell. Yeah.
I wish he was more like you. Unfortunately, my exhausted mind just wanted to help out this amazing, fantastic girl. So he didn't take advantage of it. He said, and so I proceed to give her the best advice ever on how to solve the problems they've been having.
Oh, no.
Getting things started. 2 days after being home from Venice, I get a text saying, your advice worked. We worked everything out and are officially together now. I banged my head on my desk rather hard that evening.
Where's the follow-up, though? Did he talk to her? Did they get married? Nothing.
Nothing. No follow-up.
Well, I will say.
That hurts.
I think there's... you don't know what could have happened after. I feel like the first thing I would have done... And I'm going to get blasted for this. I'm not going to say what I would do. I'm going to offer advice because I don't want to get blasted.
He wants more advice right now.
I would say be honest with her first and foremost. Be like, listen... I really like you, and I know you like this guy, but I just want to make my feelings plain and clear right here, right now, and see where her head's at. Maybe she's not interested at all, and then you can move on. Maybe she's like, oh, well, you know, I really like you too. Because he was trying to be a nice guy, and I think at the end of the day, I'm a firm believer in God's hand in our life. Like, I'll just say that right here, right now. And I think... doing the right thing never, ever, ever leaves you at a loss. I think he's trying to do the right thing and his heart was in the right place. And God understands and sees all that. Who knows if this girl was even for him. But I would say, you know, that on pen and paper looks like a pretty fat L. but I've seen it in life so many times where, like, you don't know what you lose because God is working things that you can't possibly see for your good. So there's so many things at play that it's really hard to see if what you're losing and what you're gaining. So I personally think on pen and paper, that's a pretty nightmarish situation, but he still has a chance. God is always there. And I think he just needs to, like, you know, giddy up, buck up on that horse and, like, go for it, you know?
Well, I would rebuttal.
Rebuttal.
Mm-hmm. By saying that good can look differently. Mm. It can be different things, right? It's kind of like, that test when it's like, they're all right, but which one's better? You know, they could all be good. Mm-hmm. So, in this case, I think he's fine now, right? I think Charlie Sheen is fine now. Mm-hmm. You know, he's probably still on 2.5 men. I don't know, right? Mm-hmm. But I do think the better could have been. God might have wanted him. I'm not going to say what he wanted or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But it could have been in the plan for him to, like, you know, be with the girl. It could have been like, hey, I wish he was more like you. And then he was like,
oh, his free agency came to play.
That's, yeah, yeah. And it was like, it was his chance. Like, he was like, hey, alley-oop. Mm. And he was just like, oh, and passed the ball, you know? And everyone in heaven were just like, bro, are you serious? So I think he's fine. And I think he probably found another girl, like, and he's okay. But
I do think what I'm trying to get at is I don't think it's inherently, like, necessarily, because good is a very vague term. I think it was a selfless action. He's trying to help her out. And I think that goes without, like, fail. Like, he wasn't looking for a reward. And so I think that's pretty noble of him. It's hard, brother. Nobility. Chivalry really is dead. I mean,
it's not worth it.
I'm not going to say who killed it, but it's been dead a long time. And I would also say, I think there's, like, a saying, a good dream and a God dream. And I think we all have very selfish, like dreams of ours that we want. And sometimes they're good. They're not, like, bad dreams, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. But those are completely, like, they'll come and they'll go. God dreams, like, for example, the Israelites going to the Promised Land, like, there are certain things that will not fail in your life if God wants that to be. Like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And I've seen it. It sounds cliche, but I've seen it time and time again. Like, God wants it, it's going to happen. And I think, like, in this instance, if that girl and him are meant to be together because there's a higher purpose and God has a use for it, it's going to happen. Like, there's nothing he can do. Because, I mean, you see with Abraham all the time, Jacob, like, literally everyone, Samson, they all fail time and time and time again. I mean, how many alley-oops did they get? And they, just, like, completely fumbled it, right? But anyways, I feel like, I mean, God knows we're going to fumble, like, time and time again.
But so, I do think it's, you know, that's the hard part. If, you know, you're bringing up biblical stories. The hard part about that is that what they're doing or what their journey is kind of like either or, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, are you going to be my prophet or are you just going to, you know, not, you know? Mm-hmm. While this is more like, there's so many males and females and others, right? Non-binary, right? And so, like, it's not either or, right? So it's kind of like, yeah, if you don't get this person, you know, you're going to find another person, right? But it's like, what could have been? I think that's what makes, you know, the one that got away so hard and so
The mystery of it all.
Yeah, yeah, because it's not like you're going to find the same exact girl again, right? And in his case, like, you know, you're talking about, you know, selfless act.
He did the right thing and it didn't
But what if the right thing was to help her? You know, he could have helped her in two ways. He could have helped her by giving her advice, which he did. But he also could have helped her by being the guy that she wanted. She said, I wish he was more like you. Well, if you wish he was more like me, then have me.
He didn't say that.
I know, but that, that's say another
that
way.
Now. He could say that now.
But that's another way that he could have helped, you know.
Sure.
And so,
well, we also don't know, like, the idea of letting go something good for something better as well. Like, maybe he has to just trust in God and be like, listen, like, I don't know why that happened the way that it did, but I'm willing to let that go, that situation, that girl, because I trust you'll put the right person in my life. And you don't know. What I'm saying is
God is all powerful, omniscient, omnipresent. Like, he can do whatever he wants whenever he wants. And, like, that's the cool thing about God. So, like, I think if his heart was in the right place, and I think you have to take it one step at a time, constantly, like, for me personally, like, constantly in prayer. And so my recommendation is he's honest with her, and he tries to do the right thing. And if the door's meant to open, it doesn't matter what he says, it's going to open. As long as he shows up, right, and is trying, and his heart's in the right place, in my opinion, right? But he's got to just go for it at this point. Because, you know, he did, man, it's a bummer. It's a bummer. That's why you always got to, you know, pre-workout, recommend it, keeps you sharp. You know, that was your mistake, weren't drinking caffeine.
Yeah. You should have drank some coffee.
I know, some Mountain Dew, brother. Oh, geez.
It's just hard. I mean, that was, I will say, reading what you guys sent in, he was all happy because he was editing a TikTok. I was reading them, and they were sad, man. It was just, it broke my heart just hearing all of them, because it was like, they were all, like, most of them were all like, I'm happy now, like, I'm dating a girl, or I'm dating a guy, or I'm married, or I'm just, like, you know, living life, I'm traveling. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, you can still feel the hurt mm-hmm. in it, you know? And I think that's what killed me the most, mm-hmm. right? Like, I mean, we both have had someone that got away, mm-hmm. or people that have gone away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, don't give me that. Mm-hmm. They're not like us. They like you, bro. Mm-hmm. They like you. And, like, you know, you're like, we're still both happy. I mean, I'm married. Mm-hmm. I'm going to speak for myself.
Oh, I'm not. I'm freaking single.
And I'm happy. Yeah. But, you know, you I remember when I was on my mission, right? Like, you know, the service mission, if you're not a member of the church. Mm-hmm. And just, like, lying there, just like, dang. Like, I'm messed up.
Your companion's like,
he's like, I'm like, dang, man. Mm. And I remember talking to one of my companions, and it was a Monday, so it was like a day that we're able to do our personal needs, but also kind of relax a little bit. And we were just lying in the bed, together. in our chonis
together.
Right? No, he was lying in his bed. Oh, okay, lying in my bed.
That's a clear distinction. All right, I don't want you to get in trouble.
Hey. He was lying in his bed. Yes. I was lying in my bed. He's married now. Mm-hmm. I am married. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that...
Was he the one that got away?
He might have been the one that got away, actually. Please come back now. And I remember we were just talking about it. And, like, we were both just like, dang. You know, like, they got away. Mm-hmm. Like, and, you know, and it's still, like, it's still sad, you know, for some reason. That's why, you know, there's a whole market of rom-coms with, like, The One That Got Away.
Well, I mean, this is probably my favorite rom-com is Wolverine's X-Men's Origin.
No way, bro.
Okay, but hear me out. No way. Hear me out. There is comedy. Ryan Reynolds is hilarious. There is romance. Okay? It's a rom-com. With knives, blood, rage.
Wait, Ryan Reynolds? Hugh Jackman?
No, Ryan Reynolds is in there as well. That's his first role as Deadpool. That's why he, like, made a whole Deadpool, like, movie making fun of, like, because they did him so dirty. But he's in it. He's super funny.
Oh.
But anyways, so Wolverine, like, is in the military, right? Kills a lot of people. He ends up being a part of the Stryker team from Stryker. Stryker or something like that.
Okay, okay.
Anyways, why am I getting into this? He ends up leaving the team because they start killing innocent people. Wolverine has morals. He's like, I'm out. He moves to the Canadian Rockies. It's beautiful. It's peaceful. And the scene opens up. He comes out of his house shirtless, of course. Why wouldn't he be shirtless?
Yeah, I mean, if I was looking like that, I would.
Well, this beautiful actress, I forgot her name, comes out and, like, it was like this picture-perfect moment of, like, him and his wife, his beautiful wife. Actually, I don't think they were married. His beautiful lover, I guess. I don't know. In a cabin in the mountains, and it's so tranquil and peaceful and quiet. Well, it devolves. She basically ends up getting murdered by his brother Sabretooth. Wolverine goes on a rage path, yada yada yada.
Dang. Wait, is she she Asian?
I think so. I don't. She's probably mixed for sure, but she's in John Carter as well. Anyways, so Wolverine goes on this rage path. And he ends up finding out towards the end, he breaks into Stryker's compound, that his lover, his, like, wife, his, like, companion is actually not dead. She was working for Stryker, and she was, like, a secret agent trying to get – make sure, like, keeping tabs on him. And he finds out she's not dead. And he's just, like, shatter, right? The fact that, like, he gave his whole life to this girl and was in love with her. She was doing it because Stryker had her sister, and she wanted to keep her sister alive. And so she, like, towards the end, her and Wolverine kind of make up, and she's like, everything was real for me, too. Like, I love you. But he ends up accidentally, like, not even realizing it, but, like, stabbing her.
Huh?
He's like, knocked out unconscious. Or maybe I missed this part. But I'm pretty sure he's knocked out unconscious, and he, like, she wakes him up to escape because, like, everything's in rubble because he just killed Deadpool because Deadpool is evil. And all the kids, he freed all these mutant kids that were in the compound, and they all escaped. So it's basically him in the rubble. Sabretooth takes off after killing Deadpool. They're like, we're brothers. And then Sabretooth's like, and so he goes, phew. Anyways, he's like at the bottom, and she comes and she finds him, right? Because she really does love him. And he ends up like stabbing her by accident because he like wakes up all scared. And he's like, no, no, like I'm going to save you. I can do this. And so she's like, okay. And he's like, hold on, right? And they're like leaving, and Stryker comes out with a magnum with these special bullets that affect Wolverine, and he shoots him in the back, and so he drops, and like he drops his like the girl, and he ends up getting super mad, turns around, runs at Stryker, and Stryker is able to hit him in the head a couple times and like knock him out. And so he goes up to the girl and he's about to shoot her. Well, her superpower is that she touches you, she can like change your like thoughts. And dang. So she's like, Stryker, drop your gun, turn around, and like keep walking until your feet bleed. And once they keep bleeding, keep walking, right? And she ends up bleeding out and, like, dying. Well, Wolverine, the bullets make him erase his memory. And so he wakes back up. One of the guys, Gambit, comes and wakes him up. And he's like, dude, we have to go now. And he's like, who are you? And Gambit's basically like, bro, I'm your friend. Your name is Logan. And so Logan's, like, kind of apprehensive. But he's like, okay. And then they see her, like, right around the corner, like, dead. And Gambit's like, dude, do you, like, know this girl? And he's like, no, no clue. And he just runs off. And I'm like, oh, bro, it hurt me so bad, yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, and she tells this story about the Wolverine in a Native American, I don't know if it's Inuit, I don't want to get canceled, but a Native American story about why is the moon so lonely? Well, she had a lover. She had someone who loved her. But a trickster told him that the moon wanted flowers. But what he didn't realize is if you leave the heavens to go down to Earth, you can't come back. So it ends up, he comes down for flowers to make the moon happy, but he realizes he can't come back. And so every single night, I don't know the like what exactly the Wolverine does, but the moon is lonely and the Wolverine's in mourning. That's why the Wolverine's so angry or something like that. But it was just, it was like hard to watch because it's like, you know, like, He's forever, like, alone and, yeah. like, the anyways, the one that got away. Why did I go on that divulging story about the best rom-com of all time?
That was actually really good. I respect it now. That was good.
Well, I watched it last night, and I was like,
No way.
That hurts, bro. Like,
no way.
It just was, like, the idea of having, I think everyone's experience is having that thought of just purity and peace to like look at someone and be willing to do anything for that person, and just knowing that like if you had that person, it didn't matter how much money you had, what kind of place you lived in, like you would just be happy. Like the joy that they bring to your life. And then for some reason, whatever reason, some people it works out. But for those where they get away, it's like villains aren't born, they're created, right? And it's that story of like, I had all the desire for good, all the desire for peace, all the desire to be with that special someone, and now that person's not in my life, what is my life anymore, right? Or like, what possibly could top that? What's worth living for, right? And that sounds a little dramatic. I mean, we all have different scales, right? But that's kind of like what the Wolverine is like, man. Like, he had it, bro, that peace, and then it all went to, you know, down the drain. And like now it's like he's just this broken, forgotten. But anyways, yeah.
You like, know, it's like what I think it's Cher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Do you believe in life after love? It's, you know, in that way, you know, like, it's like everything, and it's just like taken away, and then you have to live through it. And even though, like, you have, like, you know, you get your love of your life, you get married and stuff, it's still like, you know, you kind of give your heart, you know, pieces of your heart. I always remember me and my boy Ian, back in, we both got cut from basketball sophomore year.
Right? That's not funny. I'm really sorry about that.
Thank you. Thank you. And we both got into a web design class, and we would just be in the back of the class, and we'd just be looking up stuff, right? Watching NBA highlights, watching anime, whatever. Sure. And for some reason, like, we would look at, like, Drake quotes, you know? And this was, like, Marvin's room, like, are you up right now?
Yes.
You know? And there was one quote, and I still remember it, right? Because I don't know why. I wasn't even heartbroken, but it just, like, hit me. It was like, I can't wait till someone asks me, like, do you know her? And I'm just going to say, I used to. It's like, dang. You know?
I got goosies right now.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, like, it's like, it's like the song. Like, there's so much passion. There's so much art. Just for the one that got away, right? I feel like there's more art for the one that got away than the one that actually stayed, right?
Oh, yeah. Because the idea of, like, losing someone, our minds can't comprehend loss. We don't like to lose. And that's why I think, like, the idea of, like, being humble and, like, working on yourself is great, because you realize, like, you don't really lose. You know, like, you can get over that. Freaking everyone who's, like, a psychopath, they're just people who can't handle, sorry, I'm like really generalizing this. I'm going off, we're going to cut that. But
a psychopath.
No, but like people who are like really bitter and really angry are just people who can't process the idea of loss. And like, it's hard. Like we all lose. And the idea of like losing someone, that's tough, man. Like it's really hard. And that's what makes a man versus a boy, I think, in terms of like, men understand what they have and they appreciate what they have. Boys are
a girl
only
against a woman.
Yes. A woman versus like a girl, right? It's like you wake up and you realize like, yes, you lost a lot, but what do you have in your life right now and how do you appreciate it, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's lost somebody, but then you're happily married and like you guys are amazing together. We'll see what happens on my end. But what I'm saying is, like, I appreciate all my friends and stuff like that. And so, but our minds don't like losing. It's valid.
That's true. Okay. One more. Because a Costco worker is telling us. So, and they need to fill all this with
toilet. Yes.
This is from Ashley. In high school, David made me laugh so much. My biology grades started dropping. This is kind of a longer story. I'll go quick. At my mother's request, my grades had to be A's and B's. I secretly asked my biology teacher to move me.
Wait. How does somebody make you laugh that much that your grade drops? Like
that's like this guy is a comedian.
But even still, like Kevin Hart makes me laugh, but like not enough where I literally can't think for more than 2 seconds. Sorry.
It's because they're talking and he's laughing.
Sure, you're right.
And, you know.
Yeah, that was my bad. I was just like over.
Bro, don't disrespect Ashley.
Right? You're right. I'm sorry.
She told me she was moving him so he could move, so he could help the new girl from Saudi Arabia. Biology was not much fun anymore, but we were still lab partners. We became good friends. I know he liked me, but I friend zoned him. yeah, that's crazy. During a few times when I didn't have a boyfriend, I usually always had a boyfriend. I went to high school dances and once or twice to a movie. he called me with all his girls' troubles, and when another boy who liked me threatened to beat him up if he didn't leave me alone, I told that guy off. About 2 years out of high school, we started dating. It was going well, but an ex came back into town, and I confessed seeing him. And we had a fight in which I said, maybe it's best if we just stay friends. Ashley, I'm not on her team right now. I wanted him to stay. That's okay. I still want to see you. He thought I would never be interested seriously in him, so he didn't. He left my apartment. I called him a few hours later to try to talk more, but he told me he was helping a girl from work he liked and implied he was quickly moving on. I was young enough and lacked self-confidence. that I believe that months later we picked up our friendship. I got married. He got married. My husband didn't want me to be friends with David anymore, so I let the friendship go. I kind of understand that. I don't know if I would want it. I wouldn't be controlling like that, but I understand insecurity. Mm-hmm. 10 years went by. I left my husband right around the time David's wife left him. He called my mom to find out what I was doing. We met at a park and talked. He told me months after our breakup, he realized I hadn't really wanted to break up. But we were both with other people at the time. We thought we'd try having a date. It was awkward. Restaurant, movie, back to my car. We used to go to the House of Pies for coffee. So instead of moving to my car to leave, I turned to him and said, I hate for our evening to end. What about some coffee? He was grumpy, but he said okay and was starting to back up the car. He suddenly put the car back into park. I don't want to get any coffee, and I don't want this to end. He swept me my arms and started kissing me. I kissed him back. I went home with him. And for the next 27 years, we were very much together. Doesn't end. I brought my daughter for my first marriage, and we had a second daughter. He promised me he would never leave me again without double-checking to make sure I really meant it. And until he died of a heart attack in August of 2020, he held my hand through everything and kept his promise. Mm-hmm.
That was good, right? I think the first thing that caught my attention is it wasn't grammatically written very well. I feel like...
Are you serious?
No, okay. This is what I was talking about earlier. I feel like if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's meant to be, it is meant to be.
It does get to your point. But I will say they had to push. I mean, he had to ask her mom sure. what he was doing, yeah. you know, stuff like that.
Well,
but
100%.
It's a tearjerker, huh?
I do.
That's a true story. That's from one of you guys.
I love that. And I also like the fact that you see this is a great indicator of, like, this is why you talk to elders. This is why you talk to your parents because, like, nobody is, like, inherently, like, crazy intelligent over another person. I mean, there are a few exceptions, but it's experience. It's not like you level up IQ as you go on, but you gain more experience. And to me, what I saw was what emotional maturity will do for your benefit and how your decisions have consequences and how it's about, like, compromise, too. Like,
Costco, man. goes crazy, bro.
But, like, I will say I have seen a lot of very similar experiences. And if two people can't compromise together and confess how they feel about each other, you're really just playing yourself. That's why I'm always like, you got to be honest and you got to go for it, right? You got to just shoot for the stars, man.
You do.
And in this situation, what it looked like is like she was honest. She lacked self-confidence. I mean, she seemed like she had a lot of boyfriends and it's not like a shameful thing. Like,
it's not.
It's not. But if you got a lot of boyfriends, like you're looking for confidence in the wrong places and like you can see how as she got older, you know, she got to the point where she was like, hey, look, like I don't want this night to end. Like she saw value. She was willing to put herself out there. And like he also, somebody who was like willing to kind of, I will say she did him kind of dirty because it looked like he put himself out there. And then she saw like an ex, like that was a bad
because thing. they were in a relationship.
That's even worse. That's
they were so in bad. A relationship, okay. And then she saw an ex.
So,
yeah.
But Ashley, congratulations, and what a beautiful ending. Because I think that's what life is about. It's about failure, triumph. Nothing tastes sweeter than hard-earned honey, right? It's like you have to work for something.
Yeah,
and I'm really happy that gives hope that, like, you know, things are possible. Like, sometimes you take an L for a little bit, but that's what I'm saying. God is always working things in the back. And they got married to different people. And then, you know, it was awkward. And then finally, both of them were like, let's be mature adults and let's work together at something. And then they cemented it. And they had a beautiful life together. And so, problem is, that's what you don't really see anymore, is like, nobody's like, sorry. Overgeneralizing. There are a lot of people in today's day and age that are not emotionally mature. And they don't know how to work things out. They don't know how to fight for things. They don't know how to be honest. There's this culture of like, honesty is weakness. And that's not true. If somebody hits you up, they're weak. They're just trying to show some sort of like attention and affection. Yeah. And it's viewed as, well, I'm like, it's viewed as weakness. And it's like,
you have to play these mind games, and you, and it's just all garbage. That's why divorce rates are so high. Like, you can say, like,
sometimes you just gotta play checkers, man. Sometimes it's just a little, you don't have to be playing chess all the time.
I get a little bit of games here and there, a little bit of flirtation, sure. But I think more often than not, you're not really playing checkers. You're playing some sort of rigged version of checkers. And I don't think, like, again, today's day and age, there's no emotional maturity. People don't know how to work together. They don't know how to be honest. There's always this idea of I have to win. There's a power dynamic. Mm. By the way, you don't always have to really, quote unquote, win. Real winning is being nice, humble, selfless. And you'll get a lot farther in life, believe me, than if you're to take advantage of it. Anyways, I'm not going to.
I will say every romance movie or book.
That's not real. That's not real.
No, you're going to agree with me I finish. Okay. You're just like my mom. You're like my mom, man. Let me finish. You're going to agree with me. You're going to agree with me. Trust me. Every romance and every book, the lover loses until they win, right? You know, you're talking about it's not all about winning. Romance is about losing, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we love about romance. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to this girl from my work about this, about how we've kind of lost that romance. Because to be romantic, you got to be vulnerable. You got to be okay losing.
People are not vulnerable either. That's a big one. Yeah.
And to do that romance stuff, you got to, you know, say those sweet words. Yes. Right? Yeah. And that's, you know, that's hard. You know, it's better to be like, you know, you're hot. Because you don't really, like, you're not really losing anything by saying that. But, you know, saying, like, you know, you have the most beautiful eyes in the world.
I will say there's also this weird culture of, like, it's a double-sided coin. People don't know how to take.
You have the most beautiful eyes. No, I'm joking. Go.
People don't know how to take compliments either.
That's true. That's, like, also true.
And girls, I hear it all the time. If he's cute, it's okay. If he's not cute, it's not okay. And I'm like, okay, sure. I don't know any girl that compliments me, doesn't matter what they look like, that I'd be like, ooh. Like, yeah. I feel like, thank you so much. People don't know how to accept affection and affirmation anymore, and I don't know why. So there's kind of like a deep-rooted problem of, like, both parties, they don't want to be emotionally, like, whoever's receiving affection, whoever's giving affection, both of them don't know how to be, like, emotionally vulnerable. And so it's like it goes both ways now, where I've seen people who put themselves out there and it's not reciprocated. Because, and you can say, oh, the girl doesn't like him, yada yada yada, whatever, or the guy doesn't like him, yada yada, but it's in relationships too, where it's like people don't know how to take affection anymore. And so it's when both parties are vulnerable that you really, really, really get the better side of things. And that's, again, like, that's why, you know, you see in these movies, it's only when they, like, lose access to their phones, or they're, like, in the wild, or, like, like, these crazy scenarios that completely disconnect them from all the extra noise and the buzzing, that's when they get vulnerable. And then that vulnerability breeds compassion, empathy, understanding, and love, right? And, like, you don't see that anymore because we're always on TikTok, or, you know, kids are talking about flexing and, like, you know, how much, you know, swag everybody's got. And, like, let's talk about, like, the geographical and, like, economic state of the world, bro. Like,
I will say, talking about TikTok, if you have not yet, follow us on TikTok.
Yes, we will. On Instagram. The thing is,
he's not saying delete it, because we need it.
We're a good TikTok. I think we can help you. I think there's a lot of TikToks out there that are pointless and nonsensical, but we are good.
We're different. We're different. They not like us.
They not like us, obviously. Okay. Well, I think, do we, any last, final, like, words of wisdom or advice?
Words of wisdom. I will
quote late and great Colonel Sanders. It's finger licking good.
Yeah. I actually want to quote, if you have not, we have videos up on YouTube and some clips on Instagram and TikTok about our time on the streets, you know, talking to two amazing people. One of them, Mike, he did a quote that I want to quote, or he said, Give me a second. If you have... Where is it? Dang it, I said... Okay. Oh, well, I mean, this is not... This doesn't really have to do with it. But it's good. It's still a good quote. It's from Mike Russo. Watch our video. Your emotions are not your identity.
I love that one because... Amen. It's really true. Like, it's really, really, really true.
Had nothing to do with kind of what we were saying, but it's still true, and it's still the truth.
Yes. I'm trying to find it.
So.
Oh, shoot. I don't know if I can play it. I'm going to just play it very quietly. Okay. So she says, sometimes being in love with the person who doesn't love you can, the same way, it can feel kind of degrading to you. And you're wondering, like, oh, maybe if I was, like, prettier, more interesting, or funnier, then they wouldn't act this way. But it's totally not true. It has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. And so, like, I really like that and the idea of, like, the one that got away. Sometimes, depending on your situation, like, you think it has everything to do with you and, like, you messed up and you made a mistake. But sometimes, you know, I think my word of wisdom, my little bit of advice is just be yourself, because you never know. C.S. Lewis has a quote, too. You never know who's going to love you for being you. And if you're trying to be fake, someone falls in love with that fake image, you got to maintain that for the rest of your life. So be genuine. Be you. Be open to loving everyone regardless of what they're willing to give you, because you never know if they need that love, right? And maybe they don't end up loving you back, but you're that source of love that they hold on to for a while. And, like, in terms of the one that got away, sometimes it has nothing to do with you. And just being you, being genuine, being loving and trying, like, the right person will show up. The right person will be there. You know, God works in very mysterious ways. And as long as you're just focusing on that, focusing on being the best you can be, like, you can't lose, right? No one can get away, because it's exactly what's meant to happen. So yeah, that's my like.
And as someone who got married and my wife thinks that I was one person I wasn't, I was being fake with her, you know, now I have to live like that the entire time. Like, she thinks I can juggle, that I'm, you know, funny.
Sure. Oh, you know? Yes.
And I'm not.
Right.
You know, I've been practicing juggling since like the last like 11 months.
Fake laughing every time you make a joke around her is like, it's killing me, brother.
Exactly.
I can't do it no more. You know, yeah.
And we think we're going to get married for eternity. I hope we're going to get married for eternity. And I somehow have to learn to juggle.
Yeah.
By then, and to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
So
I put $50 on 20 years, so we'll see where we get there.
They're not like us.
They're not like us.
No, we can't sing it though. We can't sing.
Oh, that's right. We'll just put a music clip over this. Okay. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok. We'll be posting on YouTube. We'll see about Spotify, Apple Music, all the good stuff.
No, it will be.
Anyways, great content. We're just trying to make everybody's day. We hope it helps. If it doesn't help, I'm sorry, you've got no heart. But if it does, we hope it helps out a lot. Thank you guys so much for taking time to listen to us. We'll definitely be back. Hopefully you'll be back
too.
Love
you guys.
Yeah, it's been real. It's been fun. It's definitely been real fun. So we will catch you guys.
'Cause
okay.
All right. So what we do is that each week we'll be out on the streets. So
hold on. We're doing interviews on the streets. We are not personally out on the streets.
We are homeless. Yes. Please donate. It'll be down in the description below. But we will be out on the streets interviewing people. And the prompt for this week would be, tell us a story of the happiest day of your life. Mine is when you let me borrow your Xbox so I could play Fortnite.
And we've caught a lot of dubs since then. And so it's been well
including
worth it.
This morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And my marriage. But
okay.
My wedding day. But we'll talk about that next time.
I'm still waiting on mine. No, the happiest day of my life would be...
Dang.
No, there's like a lot of good ones for different reasons. That's what makes it tricky.
I think this is worse than the one I got away.
No, when I was on the set of The Chosen, when I did the very first time, that was incredible. I loved that. And I'm hoping they hit me back up because, dang it, I want to be back on that. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
But I think that was one of the happiest days of my life. There are a couple others. I mean, I imagine me getting married is going to be up there, right? So, like, I'm not jumping too far ahead of the curve, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know it's coming.
Hopefully. I mean, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
You know. And that's I'm kind of getting tired of all this.
Thank you guys for listening. We probably won't be doing this next week. Yes.
So send in, when was your happiest day of your life?
If you have one.
Yeah. If you don't, tell us this.
Tell us why you haven't had one yet, I guess, yeah. And we'll figure it out.
What would be your ideal happiest day of your life?
I love that.
I think that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see you guys next week.
They not like us.